Welcome to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. Enjoy this sermon by Dr. Andy Hurst.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Woohoo! Wait, again, Happy New Year. There we go. All right. I don't know what y'all were doing at 12 o'clock last night. No. What were y'all doing at 12 o'clock last night? All of you that were already asleep at 12 o'clock, raise your hand. Yeah, that's right. But we like to celebrate New Year's on Eastern time, you know. So anyway, glad that you're here this morning. Remember, these are our how we register attendance, but also our prayer cards. Our prayer team's here this morning. In fact, they're going to be helping us pray for each other during our communion service just in a minute. Hopefully when you came in, y'all, you got one of these, because this is our liturgy, this is our worship today, and we're going old school. If you want to know what Methodists were doing 77 years ago, they were doing this. And so we're going to do this morning, and this is called a covenant renewal service, okay? And it's when we get to just remember really who we are and whose we are, okay? Before we get going with this morning, let me just share a couple of scriptures. First scripture, this is from Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to start in verse 12. There we go. Not that I've already obtained all this, not that I've already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. That's a very relational language, isn't it? Us taking hold of Jesus even as he is taking hold of us. Brothers, sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forget what is behind and strain toward that which is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. The word forget here, forget what is behind, it's a really interesting word. I mean, you know, we forget, we talk about forget as well. That's just something that, you know, it's not in our minds anymore. This is different. This is an intentional choice to not notice. An intentional choice to actually neglect, to not put your mind, to not put your focus on that which is behind, to not be defined by that which is in the past. And so I'm just going to encourage you, a part of getting where you need to be in 2023 is just really making a choice and a decision to let go. To say, the past is the past. That is not who I am. And by the way, for Paul, right? This just, I know it was horrible things. He persecuted Christians. He did all kinds of, you know, committed all kinds of atrocities against the people of God. Yes. But Paul also had, man, he had a whole stack of a resume that was all about stuff he'd accomplished and achieved in his own life. And he's going, I let go of all of that. And so today, especially as we come to this table of grace, when we see the past, we don't see it through our eyes of failure or even our eyes of achievement. When we see the past, we see it through the eyes of grace. And God says, you are my son and you are my daughter, my beloved son, my beloved daughter. Forget the past and let's go. Let's go where Jesus wants us to go in this new year. And then the other scripture, right? 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man, any woman is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. And the old, it's gone. And the new is come. The new is here. Lord Jesus, this morning, even as we renew our covenant, as we renew and restore and let you come and define us in relationship with you, even as that is happening in this liturgy today, God, let it happen every single day in our lives in this new year. Lord, we pray that for our church. We pray that for our families. We pray that for our brothers or sisters or husband or wife or whomever is sitting beside us this morning. But Lord, we pray it for ourselves. Come and have your way with us. We're tired of the old. Let it go. We're forgetting what's behind, and we're pressing on. We're pressing on to who you desire us to be in the days to come. And Lord, we don't achieve that. We don't earn it. We don't make it happen. We surrender. That's what this liturgy is about today. We surrender. We give ourselves to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dearly beloved, the Christian life to which we are called is a life in Jesus Christ, redeemed from sin by Him and through Him, consecrated to God. Upon this life we have entered, having been admitted into that new covenant, that new relationship of which our Lord Jesus Christ is mediator, in which He sealed with His own blood that it might stand forever. That relationship's not based on what we do. It's based on what He has done. On one side, the covenant is God's promise that He will fulfill in and through us all that He declared in Jesus Christ, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. That His promise still stands, we are sure, for we have known His goodness and proved His grace in our lives day by day. And on the other side, we stand pledged to live no more unto ourselves, but to Him who loved us and gave Himself for us and called us to serve Him, that the purposes of His coming might be fulfilled. From time to time, we renew our vows of consecration, especially when we gather at the table of the Lord, especially as we begin this new year together. But on this day, we meet expressly as generations of our fathers, our mothers have met before, that we may joyfully and solemnly renew the covenant which bound them and binds us to God. Let us pray. O God, searcher of all our hearts, You have formed us as a people and claimed us for Your own. As we come to acknowledge Your sovereignty and grace and to enter anew into covenant with You, reveal any reluctance or falsehood within us. Let Your Spirit impress Your truth on our inmost being and receive us in mercy for the sake of our mediator, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Y'all can... Let us then, remembering the mercies of God and the hope of His calling, examine ourselves by the light of His Spirit, that we may see where we have failed or fallen short in faith and practice, in considering all that this covenant means. May really take the time, may really give ourselves anew to God. Let us now examine ourselves before God, humbly confessing our sins and watching our hearts, lest by self-deceit we shut ourselves out from His presence. Let us pray. O God, our Father, who has set for us the way of life in Your beloved Son, we confess with shame our slowness to learn of Him and our reluctance to follow Him. You have spoken and called, and we've not obeyed. Your beauty has shone forth, and we've been blind. You have stretched out Your hands to us through our fellows, and we've just passed on by. We have taken great benefits with little thanks. We have been unworthy of Your changeless love.
Have mercy upon us and forgive us, O Lord.
Forgive us, we implore You, the poverty of our worship, the formality and selfishness of our prayers, our inconsistency and unbelief, our neglect of fellowship and the means of grace, our hesitating witness for Christ, our false pretenses, and our willful ignorance of Your ways.
Have mercy upon us and forgive us, O Lord.
Forgive us when we have wasted our time or misused our gifts. Forgive us when we have excused our own wrongdoing or evaded our responsibilities. Forgive us that we have been unwilling to overcome evil with good, that we have drawn back from the cross. Have mercy
upon us and forgive us, O Lord.
Forgive us that so little of your love has reached others through us, and that we have borne so lightly wrongs and sufferings that were not our own. Forgive us when we have cherished the things that divide us from others, and when we have made it hard for them to live with us or be restored to us, and when we have been thoughtless in our judgments, hasty in condemnation, grudging in forgiveness. Have mercy upon us and forgive us, O Lord. If we have made no ventures in fellowship, if we have kept in our heart a grievance against another, if we have not sought reconciliation, if we have been eager for the punishment of wrongdoers and slow to seek their redemption, have mercy upon us and forgive us, O Lord. Now let us take some time and let each of us in silence make our own confession to Almighty God. First John 1:9 says that he is faithful and just, and he will forgive us our sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God loved toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. We come to this time of communion. And as we do, we remember this is the table of Jesus. It is a table of grace. And we remember that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, he gave thanks to his Father, and he broke the bread. And he said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you." And likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup. And once again, he gave thanks to his Father, and he poured the cup. He said, "This is my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me." In Isaiah 53, it says, "It's by his stripes, by his sacrifice, we are made whole." This table is a table of grace and forgiveness, healing, and restoration. Come to this table this morning hungry. Come knowing your need and your dependency upon Jesus. Come understanding that he loves you. He wants to meet you wherever you are. He wants to take you where you need to be. Jesus, let this altar today be a place of encounter, surrender, and transformation. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. This morning, if you're helping with communion or you're part of the prayer team that's going to just... by the way, what we want to do this morning... we're just going to have a whole bunch of people up here, and if you'd like them to pray for you, just step up there and let them pray for you, okay? So if you're helping with the prayer team or you're helping with communion, please come at this time. believer, just receive Jesus, and then let us pray for you if there's anything you want to pray about. Thank y'all for being hungry for Jesus this morning. Monica, choir, thank y'all for leading us in worship. Our offering this morning, we've got a special choir. We've flown them in. We've recorded them. They're awesome. And so we're going to let them share with you. And I don't remember where all these folks came from, but maybe you'll know a few of them. But anyway, but our offering this morning, Lord Jesus, receive our love. We have received your love, and now it's our opportunity, Lord, to give you ours. Lord, it's not just money in a plate, God, not just our pocketbooks we're given. Lord, we give our hearts to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Dave, push that media is on mute. And then Sam, if you'll restart that. It's the best they've ever sounded. That is not true either. Okay, let us just try to recycle and see if it'll go. It's still. Is that media light on or off? But the light's off? That's right. We practiced before. Okay, this is where I just do a solo. No, I'm not. Okay. All right, how about this? Let's just sing. It's a song, He is Lord, together. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now let's sing to Him that you are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are risen from the dead, and you are Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hear these scriptures this morning. The first is from 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. This is when Josiah comes and the whole people of Israel renew their covenant. And hear the word. Then the king called together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. He went up to the temple of the Lord with the men of Judah, the people of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets, all the people, from the least to the greatest. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant. Now, y'all be glad we're not doing that today. I don't know how many. It wasn't minutes or even an hour. It was hours that it took to read the word. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the temple of the Lord. I mean, the book had been completely forgotten, completely lost. And as the book was lost and God's truth was lost, so the people became lost.
The king stood by the pillar and renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord to follow the Lord and keep his commands, his regulations and decrees with all his heart and all his soul, thus confirming the words of the covenant written in this book. Then all the people pledged themselves to the covenant. And then Jeremiah chapter 31, I'm going to ask that y'all read this with me, if you will. Out loud, that is. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. Well, I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. And then John 15, verses 1 through 9. Jesus said, I am the vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me, abide in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear much fruit or any fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain, abide in my love. I hope you really get this today, that Jesus is not seeking, he's not just seeking robots that do whatever he wants them to do. He's seeking a relationship. He's not even seeking you to just sit in that pew. He's seeking intimacy, relationship with you. He loves you. So we come to this time of responding. Commit yourselves to Christ as his servants. Give yourselves to him that you may belong to him. Christ has many services to be done. Some are more easy and honorable. Others are more difficult and disgraceful. Some are suitable to our inclinations and interest. Others are contrary or contrary to both. In some we may please Christ and please ourselves. But then there are other works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. It is necessary, therefore, that we consider what it means to be a servant of Christ. Let us therefore go to Christ and pray. Let us pray. Let me be your servant under your command.
I will no longer be my own. I will give up myself to your will in all things.
I will give up myself to your will in all things. I will no longer be my own. You know, the language is that of master and servant. But it's even more than that. It's the language of father and son or father and daughter. You belong to Him. Be satisfied that Christ shall give you your place in work.
Let us pray.
Lord, make me what you will. I put myself fully into your hands. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you or laid aside by you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely, with a willing heart, give my all to your pleasure and disposal. I want to give you a little time to read these next couple of paragraphs before we read them out loud. So kind of just read through the covenant, the commitment we're making. I'm going to ask at this time that you would stand for this part of the covenant. And it asks us to bend a knee. If you want to bend a knee, but bow. This is you submitting yourselves to Christ. God has given the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way, the only means of coming to God.
Jesus, I do hear on bended knees, accept Christ as the only new and living way, and sincerely join myself in a covenant with Him. Oh, blessed Jesus, I come to you, hungry, sinful, miserable, blind, naked, unworthy to wash the feet of your servants. I do hear with all my power, accept you as my Lord and Head. I renounce my own worthiness. And now that you are the Lord, my righteousness, my hope, my all, I renounce my own wisdom and take you for my only guide. I renounce my own will and take your will as my law.
The Almighty God, no matter what we're saying on the outside, He knows what's really going on the inside. So may there be a line between our external words and our internal heart. The Almighty God searches and knows your heart.
Oh God, you know that I make this covenant with you today without guile or reservation. And if any falsehood should be in it, guide me and help me to set it right. And now glory be to you, oh God the Father, whom I from this day forward shall look upon as my God and my Father. Glory be to you, O God the Son, who have loved me and washed me from my sins in your own blood. And now you are my Savior and my Redeemer. Glory be to you, O God the Holy Spirit, who by your almighty power have turned my heart from sin to God. Come and fill my empty cup and overflow it with your presence. Almighty God, the Lord, omnipotent Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you have now become my covenant friend, and I, through your infinite grace, have become your covenant servant. So be it. Let the covenant I have made on earth be ratified in heaven. Amen and amen.
Lord Jesus, thank you for being the initiator of the covenant. You didn't wait for us to finally come around to choosing you. You pursued us. Surely goodness and mercy has followed us all the days of our lives. And as that goodness and mercy has caught us, even this very morning, we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Y'all, we're going to sing I Surrender All. And, of course, the altar's open if you want to come and pray a little bit more. But just, this is that song where we say, Lord, not part of me, but all of me. Not just the safe part or the not just in a little compartment, but everything, every square inch, every square centimeter of who I am belongs to you. Let it be right, let it be real, let it be now, let it be forever, that we belong to you. Lord, you come and be Lord. And if you're not Lord of all, you're not Lord at all. So Lord, just every day, every hour, every minute, every second, may we just, that song just be the reality of our lives, that we just surrender. We just give ourselves to you again and again and again. It's a choice. It's a decision. It's a statement we have made today. But it is a life. It is a choice. It's a process that we enter into every single minute of every single day of our lives. Let it be so for us, Lord. And as we surrender all, this year will truly be the best year that there's ever been. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless y'all. Thank you so much for being here. Happy New Year.